Don't attempt to touch that dial. You've reached a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat.
The classic Temptations, baby. And as you know, in 2013 at the Grammys, the Temptations were honored with the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award for 2013. We celebrate the Temptations because the Temptations basically are one of the most well-known groups of all time, male groups of all time. They set the standard for male groups in American music history. And you know, the Temptations, their repertoire spans from R&B, doo-wop, funk, disco, soul, and adult contemporary music. All of the members of the Classic Five group were honored, as well as Dennis Edwards, David Ruffin, Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, Otis Williams, and the lead singer of this song and one of my favorite singers, Mr. Eddie Kendricks, and also Dennis Edwards. They were honored with a Grammy. And you know, the Temptations started in Detroit, Michigan in 1960 as the Elgins, which was not to be confused with another group called the Elgins on Motown of the same name. But the Temptations always featured at least five male vocalists and dancers. They sold tens of millions of albums, and the only really original member of the Classic Five is Mr. Otis Williams. And at the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Awards ceremony, the family of Melvin Franklin, his son, David Ruffin's children, Paul Williams' son, Paul Williams Jr., who is now in the Dennis Edwards Temptations group, and the daughter of Eddie Kendricks, accepted an award on behalf of their fathers. They have truly left a serious legacy. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And I'm going to give you a remix of one of the Temptations songs, I Can't Get Next to You, by the Whiskey Barons, baby. You got to check this out because this got a funk edge on it. And it's got like almost a hip-hop edge going on it too. This is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Of Whiskey Barons, you can go to their website, whiskeybarons.com, WHISKEYBARONS.com. And you know, they've reworked like Bill Withers, The Same Love, the Rolling Stones, If I Was a Dancer, This Feeling by Julius Brockington. Go to their website, baby, because they do some funky remixes, they do some Latin soul funky remixes. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on live365.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I want to thank all of y'all for liking me and making that your preset station on Live 365. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Progressive Radio Network, man. We're jumping and we're leaping by leaps and bounds, baby. And you can also catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm at 7 p.m. And another one of my favorite, like I told you, my favorite lead singer of the Temptations was Mr. Eddie Kendricks. And you know what? We got a date with the rain, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
The rain, gotta go.
1972 called People Hold On, which is a classic album if you can, you know, get your hands on it. You know, at Motown, he had a solo career, which I felt was a successful solo career because you got a chance to, you know, get some of those hits like Date with the Rain, and then also you got a chance to hear him sing about Shoeshine Boy, Son of Sagittarius, Boogie Down, Intimate Friends, He's a Friend, Keep on Trucking. You know what I'm saying? The hits just go on and on with Mr. Eddie Kendricks. And you know, Eddie Kendricks came from Union Springs, Alabama. And he later on, his family moved to Birmingham, Alabama. And then he met his best friend, Mr. Paul Williams, who was one of the original Classic Five in the Temptations. And you know, later on, he joined this doo-wop group called the Cavaliers, and they performed around Birmingham, Alabama, and then soon the group moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and they met manager Milton Jenkins and moved with Jenkins to Detroit, Michigan, where they renamed themselves the Primes. And, you know, as a group, as the Primes, they did very well for themselves in the Detroit area. And what's interesting, the spinoff group of the Primes was the Primettes, which eventually became the Supremes. Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next is the Funk Brothers from Motown, who were instrumental in backing up the Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Supremes. Here is the instrumental version of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Going to a Go-Go. And as you know, Smokey Robinson wrote for the Temptations. In fact, he wrote My Girl for the Temptations. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, because we're getting ready to go to a go-go. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Oh,
y'all feel like dancing. Come on. Snap them fingers. Come on. Going to a go-go meant going to a disco. And, you know, people think disco originated only in the 70s, but the concept of the discotheque came from the mid-60s, like 1966, where they had many discotheques, especially in New York, that people went to listen to records mixed and played in long time. And, you know, I couldn't go without playing an instrumental and not play Mr. Smokey Robinson. Coming to you on A Bowl of Soul from 1968 off of the Special Occasion LP, If You Can Want Baby, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Coming at you on A Bowl of Soul off the Tamla label, baby. And we're going to play you some new music by Miss Inobi, coming from Los Angeles, California, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and she's talking about She's Fly.
She's easy going. Never can tell when her tank's empty. That's just her style.
Her shoes are a few years old. She shops and rocks secondhand clothes, and it might as well be gone. Cause she's not in debt, and she's rich in her soul. She's easy going and carefree. Never can tell, never can tell when her time's on E. That's just her thing. Yeah, that's just her thing. In all situations, she never complained. No,
she's fly. Yeah, she's fly.
And bargain to make her ends meet. Her story needs to be told. She ain't got a lot, but she's rich and hustler. She's so patient and carefree. Never can tell, never can tell when her tank. That's just her style. Yeah, that's just her style. In all situations, she never complained. No,
she's fly. Yeah, she's fly.
Oh my, my,
the girl is fly. She's fly. Yeah, she's fly.
Tall and strong, suffering long but patient, simply unequivocally fly.
She's fly. Yeah, she's fly.
Oh my, my,
the girl is fly. She's fly. Yeah, she's fly.
Yes, baby, that's new music. New music from Miss Inovi from Los Angeles. This Los Angeles-based singer is returning with her fourth studio album, showcasing a rootsy blend of Southern soul and acoustic R&B. The self-titled album promises to be the most intimate departure in Inovi's creative evolution. The album is set to debut on February 19th, and Inovi is the insight-filled love child of cross-country excursions and artistic immersion. The lead-off track, She's Fly, is a gritty soul throwback about a woman who's fab precisely because she's not trying to be. So if you want to get a hold of this single, get a free download of She's Fly, you go to www.inobe.com, baby, and you definitely can check her out on Facebook. And you can check her out on YouTube. If you go to Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/IAMInobe, IAMInobe. And if you go to YouTube, you go to www.youtube.com/IAMInobe. IAMINOBE, baby. That's new music talking about She's Fly. Coming up next, some new music from Baltimore's own Mr. Wordsmith talking about Better On My Own, produced by DJ Benny Sticks, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I'm single, when I wanna mingle, better on my own, alone, I'm no angel. My angle, when I wanna get right, I'ma call me a chick for the late night, lay that pipe and it gone when it get right. I like, when it wanna come back, we ain't no strings gonna be attached. Know that, never get a bad rap.
Who is an independent hip-hop artist hailing from Baltimore, Maryland. His style can be defined as a mix of the golden era of hip-hop with the commercial appeal of today. His label is New Revolution Entertainment, LLC. And if you want to check out his music, talking about, hey, I'm better on my own, baby, you go to Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/wordsmith. I like that song because it got a house feel on it. You know, Baltimore, you know, they do a lot of house down there, house music down there as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, playing you some new music from Inobi and Wordsmith. And we're about to come to the midpoint of the show, baby. And we got to just give it up to Mr. Chet Atkins for doing a fabulous A Bowl of Soul drop. Check it out, baby.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, baby, that's my friend Mr. Chuck Atkins. I hope you listened to the show. Just give him a shout out because he did that fabulous drop for me for A Bowl of Soul, baby. And I just want to segue and talk to you about something that I read in the Amsterdam News here in in New York City. You know, months after Hurricane Sandy, residents are still feeling the effects and are now dealing with a lack of heat in many buildings. Damage from salt water to boilers in several residences across the city is leaving many New Yorkers literally out in the cold. And as winter reaches its heights and temperatures dip down at night into the 20s, residents living in Sandy-affected areas, including the Rockaways in Queens and Brooklyn's Red Hook neighborhood, experience even colder temperatures because they are near the water. Residents are being forced to live in their homes wearing coats indoors and sleeping all night with layers of blankets and clothing. However, relief is coming thanks to a young group called the Rockaway Youth Task Force, RYTF, which recently held a space heater drive. The organization, which has been instrumental in the Rockaway's recovery, has collected nearly 200 space heaters for residents. And the president, Milan Taylor, said people don't want to leave their bed because it's freezing outside. You know, these are just regular resident homeowners and people who live in apartments. With such a large backorder for boiler parts, there is really no relief in sight. If you would like to help them out and making sure that New Yorkers who are in need get heaters so that they can stay warm for the rest of this winter, you can contact Rockaway Youth Task Force at info@ryTF.org, or just go to their website, www.ryTF.org. And let me tell you something. After the aftermath of Sandy, we've gotten hit by several snowstorms here in New York City, and people are still reeling from the effects of Sandy. We went from fall, and then we jumped right into the wintertime, and there are people out there that their homes had to be torn down. Some people have been relocated, but those that have decided to stay, their heat hasn't come up yet. So if you can give a hand to these people, make sure you reach out to the Rockaway Youth Task Force at info@ryTF.org or through www.ryTF.org, baby. And coming up next, going to play you some old school reggae, rock steady, baby. Before reggae, it was called rock steady, by the Jamaicans, talking about ba ba boom time, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Everybody get ready, it's time to rock steady, it's ba-ba-boom time, this evening. Don't lose the beat now, just dip your head now, it's festival five. You hear the people sing, boom, boom, ba ba boom, 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 festival, boom, boom, ba ba boom, 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 festival, boom, boom, ba ba boom, 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 festival, boom.
Ready ready, get ready. Come do the rock steady. It's festival five, it's the year. You hear the children sing, boom, boom, ba ba boom, boom,
boom, boom, festival,
boom, boom, ba ba boom.
From 1967, some classic rock steady music from the Jamaicans. And as you know, we had recently celebrated the birthday of Mr. Nestor Robert Marley on February 6th. He was born in 1945, and you know, Bob Marley was heavily influenced by doo-wop and R&B and soul, and you know, he definitely was part of that era of rock steady, ska, rock steady, and then later on developing reggae. Coming to you on A Bowl of Soul, the late great Mr. Nestor Robert Marley, talking about Naughty Dread, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Dread, Naughty Dread now. Bongo
eye,
Naughty Dread, Naughty Dread like in a Babylon,
Naughty Dread,
a dread like Congo Bongo eye,
Naughty Dread.
Hey, children, get your culture,
Naughty Dread,
and don't stay there and jest,
Naughty Dread,
or the battle will be hotter. And you won't get no supper. Naughty Dread, Naughty Dread now.
Naughty Dread,
a dread like Congo Bongo eye.
Naughty Dread,
Naughty Dread like in a Babylon.
Naughty Dread,
roots, Naughty Roots, Naughty.
Naughty Dread.
Then I walk up the first street.
Nestor Robert Marley, who we lost on May 11th, 1981. But you know, this man left such a great, great legacy. of music. And, you know, a lot of people know mostly his time with, you know, Bob Marley and the Wailers, but if you go way back and hear his music when he was with the Wailers from 1963 to 1974, you can hear the roots of R&B and doo-wop in his music when you listen to the ska and rock steady records that he did during that era. So we celebrate Mr. Bob Marley here on A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, Miss Barbara Mason talking about Bobby is my baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That's one of them 2 minute and 31 second records, you know what I'm saying? It got a lot of pop and zing to it, you know, one of those records you'd be like, yo, play that again, play that again, play that again, you know. I'm sure many times y'all have 45s in the house and y'all wish they were long play, and then you have somebody in your house talking about, you know what, play that again, play it again. And that's Miss Barbara Mason. You know, Barbara Mason has a, you know, she started out with a song about when she had, you know, come out as a young girl singing a lot of songs about love and, you know, I'm ready, you know, yes, I'm ready to learn, yes, I'm ready. You know, she started out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and, you know, that was her first hit. It was a top 10 hit in 1965. It was number 5 pop and was number 2 R&B, and it really introduced that lush sound of the Philly soul sound. And then she had moderate success throughout the rest of the decade on the small Arctic label, reaching the top, the Hot 100 Top 40 again, 1965, with Sad Sad Girl and Oh, How It Hurts. And, you know, Yes, I'm Ready was a big hit for her, a huge hit. And then in the mid-70s, she toughened her persona and started singing about sexual love and infidelity with a frankness that was uncommon for a female soul singer in songs like Bed and Board, From His Woman to You, Shacking Up. But one of the songs that I like that she did was Curtis Mayfield produced cover version of Curtis Mayfield's Gimme Your Love, which restored her to the top, to the pop top 40 in the R&B top 10 in 1973. And she did a cover of a response record to Shirley Brown's Woman to Woman called From His Woman to You and Shacking Up were also solid sellers in the mid-1970s. And as you know, later on in the 80s, she had this song called Another Man. I know some of y'all remember that from 1984, you know, talking about her man was sleeping with another man, okay? But anyway, this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I hope you were checking out the tunes at 5 o'clock of Mr. Paul Cavalcante and the Vinyl Experience. And after my show at 7 p.m., you can get to hear the sounds of blues and jazz with Eric Sounds of Jazz, baby, at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. You can check me out at on A Bowl of Soul at live365.com, 365 days of the year. 7 days of the week, baby. And if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me through abolasoul@gmail.com. Make sure you like my page on Facebook. It's called A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music on Facebook. Like the page. I'm going to be posting stuff on that page. And also, support A Bowl of Soul. A Bowl of Soul is selling hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and they're on sale. So go to tinyurl.com/ABOWLSOUL, baby, A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to play some old school music from Sky, talking about high, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
High, high, high. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Big, y'all, from 1980. That debuted at number 13 on the R&B chart and number 26 on the U.S. dance chart. That's High by Sky. Sky was from Brooklyn, New York, baby. Coming up, some old school. Wait Girl by The Second Resurrection, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Until the music's through, wait, girl, then maybe I can turn you loose. Oh, oh, girl, yeah. You see, I've been trying so hard to get close to you like this. Don't you push me away, girl, because I just can't afford to miss. Oh, wait, girl, until the music's through. Wait, girl, then maybe I can turn you loose. But not now, my girl. No, no, girl. I've been loving you for such a long time, yeah, till it's gone to my head and about to blow my mind. Oh, wait, girl, until the music's through. Wait, girl, then maybe I can turn you loose, but not now. Turn you loose, but not now, girl, girl. No, I can't let you go. I can't let you go, girl.
Wait, girl.
Don't you go nowhere until
wait,
the music's
girl.
Through.
Wait,
wait, girl. Then maybe
wait,
I can
girl.
Turn you
wait,
loose, girl.
Now, you know what?
Wait, girl,
one thing about music, you're always rediscovering music that you never heard before. This is from the band called The Second Resurrection. They were the studio and stage band behind the late, great Joe Tex on his biggest hit, Ain't Gonna Bump No More With No Big Fat Woman. And, you know, after receiving many stars, you know, the time has come for this musical aggregation to shine on its own. This is a cross of funk, R&B, and Southern Soul, the era of instrumentation, and the band has returned. This album was released on August 29th, 2012, under the catalog number STA541 on the Stanson record label. And, you know, this is a nice album, and I love discovering music that I've never heard. And even if it has been released back in the day, it's always good to discover new music, because then you find new gems all the time. So if you want to reach out to Mr. Jerry King, you can reach out to him based on the Second Resurrection Band. You can contact him at entertainment Atlanta together at yahoo.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I just want to play that as the last song of A Bowl of Soul, baby. And you know what I want to do is I just want to give you some information on a great event that's coming up on Saturday, April 27, 2013 at 6 p.m. Winning the Battles in Your Mind Incorporated, a nonprofit organization founded in 2008 by local Atlanta, Georgia resident Aretha Cleveland, will be kicking off a national fundraising campaign to raise $50,000 for the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. She is reaching beyond Georgia by incorporating social and multimedia marketing to raise awareness for her cause. The event is called Saving the Future, One Tie at a Time. This will be the first annual Black Tie Gala to launch an online campaign calling businesses, artists, and individuals in the United States for their support to help raise and share the word about childhood cancer. The event in April will start at 6 p.m. at the Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And Aretha Cleveland sees her organization as a mandate from God. Her walk is a testament of her faith, and this event is just the beginning of a new era in her organization. And she is seeking businesses and artists along with individuals to walk with her. Saving the Future One Tie at a Time is more than just the title. It is a call to action. And you can become a care agent for the children stricken with cancer, and you will do a lot to help these children. So you want to join Aretha and become a team player today. And you can visit her website at http://blackticesforcancer.org. And if you want to learn more information about winning the battles in your mind, founded by Miss Aretha Cleveland, you can call her on at 770-309-3655. And remember, we are saving the future one tie at a time. And yes, this wraps up A Bowl of Soul, baby. I am so glad that you tuned in. And make sure you go to the archives. I'm telling you, you guys are blowing up those archives. Make sure you go to Live 365 to hear continuous nonstop soul music at your fingertips, baby. All you got to do is go to A Bowl of Soul on live365.com. And make sure if you are an artist and you got new music, whether it's R&B, gospel, hip-hop, jazz, blues, you name it, baby, it's part of A Bowl of Soul. Email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And make sure you support A Bowl of Soul. Please, buy those hats, buy those t-shirts, buy that coffee mug. I know a lot of you drink tea or coffee out there. Go to tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul, baby. And I just want to thank you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. You know, the weekend is coming up. Hopefully no snow. But you know what? Just come back, tune into some of these soulful sounds to just take your mind off of that. This is Professor T. Love of A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. You guys have a great weekend. We are our brother's keeper. And as you know, we'll be back next week to give you some more soul sounds. And you know what? This is Black History Month, baby. So take care and have a great weekend.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.